This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday, April the 9th, 2025.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
A little gassy.
Well, I hope you're a lot gassy if you're coming in here.
Bring your best work. Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. A little bit.
Kind of wanted to give you a good little crank on the gimmick here.
I should throw that away.
I guess only certain people can use it.
You know, I'm sitting here, you know, we were talking about various stuff off the air, gossip and whatnot. And yeah. I'm sitting here like...
That's fine.
I mean, I got, you know... Like, I come in here with a million different things to talk about, but I also like just to let it unfold and see what's happening. And as you were dealing with a problematic computer over there, I was rifling through. I was like, okay, this is... I go to a news website. This is what people, you know, prior to, you know, the internet, people would get out. I remember at Poe Mill, people going out in their house coat, men going out in the... They're boxers and a t-shirt to go get the paper.
Oh, yeah, like Tony Soprano?
Yep. Got to find out what happened. And Lord God, like, just turned it off. Get out.
Already. Because, you know, that's how you consume news, right?
I mean, that's how you, like, that's how people start their day is with the news. Like, with the newspaper. Now, granted, you know, I lived. They still make them and all. But, like, newspapers, I remember that time period. Pre-internet and stuff, but my God, I mean, I really wonder. There is the intrigue of despair, like, especially, and I don't know about other countries, maybe they have it too, but this, we've talked about it a zillion times. We love negative stories, sad stories, yep. Murder stories, but the enlightening stories or the stories that are, oh, great, that's nice, blah, blah, blah. We down deep don't care. Like, I mean,
yeah,
I do. I mean, I really do. I like the heartwarming stuff. And I mean, I really, really do. I watch What Would You Do? I love that show. It's heartwarming because it's like.
What you gonna do?
Man, on the other TV show, it makes it seem like everybody hates each other. But then you go on there and I'm John Quinones. And it's like you see people just, you know, not reflecting the news. And it's like, what percentage of that is this. You know what I'm saying? Like, day to day. In other words, if the internet stopped, and God, I don't want that to happen.
You can't worry about that.
It's a podcast. Be screwed then, man.
That'd be a big deal.
There would be no podcast.
Al Gore knew what he was doing when he invented it.
Yeah.
I know how to take it apart.
I turn him like Forrest Gump, but he does have a Forrest Gump kind of tone, does
Al Gore. Yard him up a little.
But just like, you know, Joe Sixpack, the person who's not stuck on the stock market or blah, 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 if they didn't have access to, quote, the news, I would love to see how their life changed, meaning blood pressure dropping, stress levels dropping. Because you get I'm looking at some of this stuff on here. I don't even want to read them.
Like, I don't get.
It's like bad, 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 bad. And it's not like they know, because they will go where the algorithm goes. They know that's what everybody wants to read. And I'm like, I ain't that person. I am not.
How does that? That must weigh you down personally, each one of those.
That's what I'm saying. But why? Because yeah, down deep, most of this stuff, I mean, I feel for, you know, the folks in Virginia. I feel for the folks, people in Brazil. I apologize. I'm not apologizing. What am I? I'm apologizing. I hate that, you know, these other things are going on. But I got to scroll forever to find anything that's even to give you that early morning get up and go enthusiasm stuff.
Oh, yeah, motivation or whatever.
Right. Microsoft fires two people for protesting AI.
Okay.
What? I found that I'm not a news deep diver.
Oh, no.
Like, I'll take it on the surface and just kind of sprinkle here or there.
You like there's headlines.
One, well, yeah. There's one story I don't like because I started to feel a certain way about it, so I ignore it completely.
Oh, I get that way with Instagram fight videos.
And it's like it's a big major story. But
or animal dying videos, I seem to be, that's like in my algorithm because it makes me upset.
Animal dying videos?
Like animals getting attacked by snakes or different things, oh, and I don't know how.
I thought they were like laying in a bed and like just going, toop, toop, yeah.
I was going to say, don't drive around here, you'll see half animals.
It just makes me upset.
Don't flatline on me, you pussy. It's a cat. He's dying.
Come back to me.
He should have smelled the cancer because they can.
Oh, yeller.
He lost his sense of smell since COVID, so he can't smell his own cancer. What a movie that could be.
He'd have that good of a nose. Yeah.
But I get what Fat Boy says in general, because when, you know, journalism teaches you, if it bleeds, it leads. So if you're sitting there going, we
Daddy's
need...
Daddy's teacher, young son, a different phrase.
We need more violence to get people to grab them these days. Too.
Yeah, but what, like, does it make you feel like, I know that when it comes to the murder mysteries, I think about that stuff a lot, and I think people down deep like a good mystery. Like, I liked Scooby-Doo when I was a kid, yep. You know? I still like the old 60s and 70s versions of it. But it's mystery doesn't always have to end in, like, 14 people getting shot.
No.
Or, you know, three homeless people in a row get hit by the same car. It's like after the first one, you got to maybe pull over.
I mean, you could put the brakes on. Hello.
I've got two.
What were you thinking?
I've got two friends.
I had a bad day.
Yeah.
Two friends that I've known forever that I got to block on social media because they don't like Trump at all. But they let it affect them like.
They must buy all their clothes from Shein.
Like every day they're posting like anti-Trump. I'm like, if you had to live like this every day for the next 4 years, like.
Yeah.
And with no break from it. And one of the friends is. You know, she's like, well, you know, my daughter's reproductive rights are at stake. And I'm like, well, like, that's her fight in the future, right? And besides, you live in a very liberal state to where that's not like a part of your daily struggle.
Yeah, but like, you got to get in that person's head too. Like, think about the term activist. When I kind of scoff at when I hear that now because, you know, activist or ally. And not that it's bad, but think about the hero activists of the past. Imagine if they had social media. They would probably not have friends anymore because every day they would be talking about the stuff instead of their life. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if there would have been a Martin Luther King if there was social media in his time because everybody would have had a voice. So yeah. How do you capitalize on it? But like today, everybody's trying to be a singular like changer.
Well, I mean, and he wrote speeches that will be historical if somebody can... match that
you know
be,
what
and lead a future
remember the people the radio expert years ago told us he's like keep a journal by your bed if you have dreams write them down and I always thought like oh that's crazy Martin did that
he did he sure did Gina. He had it you know what
he did
they're trying
he
to
didn't have that MLKJR journal
mm-hmm.
He would have forgotten that dream.
This society tries to brand the next leader. I've seen it with a couple different people. They're like, you know what? You could be the leader of this group of people, a voice. And they're like, you know what? Don't want it.
But at the same time, I've also grown up people speculating on who the Antichrist was.
Yep.
Like, oh,
he's the Antichrist.
Well, the Antichrist is going to come from the West. Well, yeah, but on what map? Like, West for California is the Orient. West for them is us. Or I'm trying to think of the map, how it would go. That way it would go there. So it would be like, you know, South America. That's their West. I guess it's based on where the Bible was written, so that would be America. Damn it.
Yeah, like...
I live in the South. I don't live in the West. Damn, that's a shirt too.
If you're religious, like you go to church a lot, you follow it. You're like, you know, that's your lifestyle, active Christianity.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to care about what happens in Israel? Like you're supposed to, right? Like that's the act of like Holy Land, like supposed to protect it.
Yeah.
That's never going to be a concern for me. It's just not. Yeah. Ukraine neither. Like I don't. It's not my deal.
I'm with you on that. Do you think that if stuff was, again, like when a company starts being charitable, other than to get the tax write-offs, most of the time, they will not start off charitable until they start making a dollar. They may not start being charitable year one. Yep. They might do it year three or four or whatever when they start showing a profit. I think the same thing goes for countries. I think if we get our stuff all hunky-dory, then we might go help. I think the same goes for, somebody who's, and I know this is a whole thing too, it's like, oh, you're riches on earth, but like somebody who naive, gullibly gives away to charity constantly in the vein of I'm going to get paid back for it one day, I don't think that's good either. I don't think you do it because it feels good or you can. It's not to, I'm doing this so I can get, even to say I'm doing it to get my riches in heaven is wrong.
That motive is wrong.
Yes. For real, that's the kind of the, so to go back to your previous thing, what if MLK and Grandma Moses and people, let's go even a different route. Let's not just make it a,
anybody from back then.
Anybody from back then.
Anybody of note.
They probably would have, it's...
Billy Graham, even.
Propaganda is always used negative. But propaganda also, like, you know what propaganda is? A stop sign. That's propaganda. I mean, it's a rule, but it's a sign that when you see it, you don't question it. You're like, stop. Okay, that's the rules. It's propaganda, but it's kind of needed. If people who had the voice and had the press back then, it was propagandized. I mean, it was, because like you said earlier, you'll watch some of that stuff and you start giving a crap when you really don't. It's being propagandized. Yeah. I see these fights on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. I don't know what the context of the fight is. I have one I'm pulling for. In a 30-second video of two men fighting in a bar, I have one that I don't know what happened, but I'm pulling for that guy. And I'm like, what?
The whole Mangione story, I can't.
They're wanting to do a whole act for that now, man.
I can't be involved in any part of it. Watching it, the guy killed somebody. Yeah. Now people are saying that guy's evil or whatever, but he straight up killed somebody.
Yeah, in broad daylight.
Like, you can't do it. There's no justification at all for it. Like Billy Graham. Billy Graham comes along today, you would never know who he is.
Because he's not, yeah. Yeah, he's not like flaunting it. He's not the Righteous Gemstones. Being a
pussy past.
Oh, I thought you just called him a pussy. I was about to get angry with you.
No,
I thought you said that pussy past, and I'm like, what? God, you let Franklin hear that.
But his message, unless his family carries it on, it just kind of goes away.
Well, his son's Franklin.
Yeah, but the message you don't hear, like he said, you don't hear about it. It's not in mainstream at all.
Every marketplace is crowded and diluted. I can tell you five or six local preachers that have big followings.
Yeah.
Not even getting into the national guys yet.
But isn't that good though? So that, I mean, not necessarily that particular thing, but like everything doesn't have to be mainstream where you just, it's more of like get in where you fit in. like, do your thing, and if it's good, then the right people will see it, and blah, blah, blah.
I guess it's good, but the days of the singular, like, spokesperson are just don't exist anymore.
They're AT&T now.
Like, who's the dude for anything? Like, give me any example. Who's the guy?
And just think of people that are going to church on a regular basis. I think COVID had a lot to do with that. That people aren't getting back into their regular routines.
Well, that and people are getting older. Like, you know, in that generation, I mean, that's something that really will be a thing. A lot of churches will become almost like malls because the churches that never, they just aged. They didn't maybe have a youth program.
Like if you
youth
said
youth outreach, youth night, RAs and GAs.
If you said maybe black spokesperson, I guess maybe would it be Al Sharpton? Only because he has that history of Jesse Jackson's not active anymore. Like he kind of pulled back from it. Could have been Bakari Sellers, but you know he's not really stepped up into that role.
What about Lenore Sellers?
Like who's like nobody's. I don't know.
But like why does there need to just be one though? I mean, I don't like that either. That's where it gets into that other stuff we were alluding to, like you know, Marxism and stuff such as the Iraq.
We just got too many people.
See, we've let it get to us. Ruth collapse, death toll hits 98. Mm. Sheen prices going up 15 times.
The story in
that ain't that bad because the shirts were only a dollar, so now they're going to still be cheaper than Walmart.
People are talking about losing money over the tariffs, and like, I saw Portnoy said he lost $20 million in a few days, and
I don't mind that for him.
Like, I mean, people are. I don't know how you lose like the amount of money some people, billionaires, saying they're losing, but you know, I don't know how many various business interests you have foreign.
Yeah, but I do I see what needs to be done, and I mean, again, I've said it for years, and I'm wearing a pair brand new right now of freaking Nikes. I love Nikes. I do. It's my brand. I'm loyal to Nike.
I appreciate the kid that made these.
And I totally, like, yeah, we just kind of dismiss that. We know it. Like, everybody, Jordan knows it. Michael, you know it. Everybody knows it.
But if they make them
Caitlin
here.
Caitlin Clark.
I'm going to pay double at least. It's just, it is what it is.
But when you are the owner, you're Nike, and you're saying, okay, young child or old person in China or wherever, we're going to give you.
Yeah.
I have no clue, but let's say $1 to make a pair of shoes, and I know it's not even that.
Yep.
The dickheads are Nike for the multiplier up. Like Shaq, remember his thing, and Starberries? They're like,
yep.
But what, it never called off. I mean, you know, it's where it was sold. It's that connotation of it, too. But, like, they were well-made shoes. It was just like
the price point.
Yeah, the price point was there. Like Stephen Berry sold all that stuff.
But you're gonna get clowned if you wear Starberries.
I know. Even so Shaq's it's shoes. Like, but so if these, I mean, these shoes I'm wearing are now probably like, I don't know, whatever. They're probably like $100.
Yeah.
And then by the time, but they probably cost is probably like $5. So, who's the dickheads? It's Nike.
Yeah. But, like, I don't care if the dollar stays here if you force companies to work here. If I got to pay more, like, that's only really what I care about.
That's what – yeah, but if we're throwing away our economy and helping other countries' economies, we have to put a – I personally think you have to put a stronghold on that. I look at that the same way I do the damn border. Like, we're letting too much – I mean – you know, people, this is a great example. I got nothing against nobody in this world. But somebody in China, or maybe it's Japan, I don't know, could send something under a pound to California cheaper than a person from California could send a pound to South Carolina. Now.
Freaking airmail, too. That's what it's got to be, airmail.
I mean, my hands are in the air, and I'm waving like I just don't. Now, they say it's a $25 limit. But you ever got anything that came from China, probably?
Mm-hmm.
How it's so tightly wrapped. Like, they know how to get it in there and
took
suck all the air
to get
out
too.
And everything. Yeah. So, it's.
That's why everywhere the post office is losing money because the rates are a little out of whack.
Yeah, and also, I mean, what's everybody always said?
Oh, he's going to do good. He's got a government job.
And we've always said that. And it's always like, yeah, because they're going to have a good pension and blah, blah, blah. And then. Yeah. You gotta. Some of that stuff's just been a lot of unneeded fat. I don't mean the people, but like you know, how can we build up people and say, well, they're going to have a good pension when you necessarily yourself don't?
Yeah, some of the stuff you don't know about until you found out afterwards, like, oh, okay, that's kind of odd.
When somebody is in politics and makes $160,000 a year but has $40 million in the bank, I mean, it just don't make sense.
I don't think it's anybody's business what you have in the bank.
But hell yes, it is. You can't say you're for the people and you know what the people are dealing with if you're a millionaire and are hiding it.
I know, but in, I'm just thinking an instance that...
I don't hate people that have more than me, but...
I do.
People that have... Well, you really do. But if they're doing it at a cost to the people and put on the stage show that they care, they don't. They
yeah,
don't.
Well...
So I always tell my mom when she sees famous women on Oprah, she's like, she's got three kids, and look at the shape she's in. I was like, Mama, she's got 14 personal trainers, 18 nannies. Like, it helps.
What paid you to nan? Get the go nan.
It's like, you ain't thinking about having no more babies, are you, Mama?
If you haven't watched Gemstones this season, that's the funniest part.
That's the only
so far.
Part.
We yeah. paid you to nan.
That and Fatboy Loves Uncle Baby Billy riding on the jet ski. He loved that scene a lot. He watched it in slow motion.
Everything else was wrinkled
penises this year.
It's never the same one either.
It's not attractive.
And he says Danny McBride's the one who picks him out.
I believe every bit of that, too.
What? He didn't have balls in the one? What the Literally heck? Didn't.
What happened?
Probably fell off in the water. Probably some carp ate it or something.
Give him my balls back, nah. Baby Billy balls.
Speaking of things like that, I'll work backwards here. Again, we don't know what all is going to be on the show, but Best Damn Audio today, 8 o'clock, right up top of the hour. We're not going to call it a battle anymore. It makes Fat Boy feel uncomfortable.
You know what? We talked about church, and by God, if this don't get you to go to church,
by God,
nothing's going to. Oh, like yeah. a rapping preacher.
Oh, boy.
No, I can't wait to hear this.
The rapping preacher. Well, I don't want to reveal too much about mine yet, but I will tell you that I have a brand new Matt Man's Conspiracy Mystery coming up at 7.
Damn.
05. And here's the question I have for you. Do you think you can really lose weight by eating this?
Paige getting excited.
I love that.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, don't worry. My mind went the same place. It actually went one place first and the second place second.
Real quick.
Which makes sense.
Ding, ding,
went back and forth. But it would be the first place first and the second place second.
Because they're so close together.
I know. It's like that's what strip malls are like. I can go here and get my nails done. I can go down here and buy a wig.
All right.
Feel free to text us and call us. Don't call till 7, though, because we won't answer. But text, we will. 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone lines. Don't text to drive. Standard data text rates apply. Paige, what is up in the plex?
Well, we're going to try to get into the weirdest things that were left in Ubers last year. But we're also going to tap into this. A mayor of this town has accused this rock star of causing an influx of homeless people in his town. I'm telling you where this happened next. In your eyes, guys, headlines.
Oh, no. Rock star. Damn it, Edwin McCain.
That's what I was going to use.
It was you, Edwin McCain.
I'll be making you homeless.
All right, we'll find out probably the real answer next. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin our newscast with a story about, I think it was good intentions in the first part, but this mayor in this town is accusing this rock star of causing an influx of homeless people in his town, and he doesn't like it.
You know, that's how they paved the road to hell.
Good intentions. So they say.
Is there a road there? I thought it was just a pit.
There's a road to hell. And what?
The road to hell's got to have potholes.
How do you get to heaven? Is it a highway to heaven?
Oh,
I don't know, but if it ain't a lot like Dixie, I don't want to go. And if I can't take my hounds with me, the hunt on God's land.
What a great show. Highway to Heaven. You liked it because Victor French is A's hat.
I think my mom watched Highway to Heaven.
Lord knows mine did. Mine watched Touched by an Angel.
See, Mary and my mom watch the same kind of TV shows.
All women that age do.
Matthew, I love little Joe.
Was your mom here for 80 for Brady?
I'm sure she was.
Oh, Lord.
I think I watched that too.
I think that's how my mom learned who Tom Brady was, actually, is from 80 for Brady.
Well, they're going to do a pirate version called Matey for Brady.
Arr, that's what it's rated. Not well, for all audiences. God bless you if you're sitting in traffic on 85 now.
Oh, yeah.
I really mean that. I don't understand it every day. I do understand it, but I feel for you.
It doesn't get any better.
I think I love you.
Shaq Khan.
Oh.
I think I love you.
Prince wrote that song.
Yep.
Sounds like it, something he would write.
You know who the guy that did Shaka Khan? His name was Rufus. And I named my first dog after him.
Did you?
Yep.
I thought it was Samson and Delilah.
Featuring Rufus.
I remember that.
I thought your dogs were Samson and Delilah.
That was the one who got murdered by a car.
Oh, bless him.
It's not funny.
Fritz was the one that, with me, the Bichon Frise.
I don't speak a language of that nature.
Bichon.
Bichon Frise.
It's a little white dog. It's all fluffy.
You named your dog after mustard?
I didn't name that dog. That dog was my mother's dog.
Her other dog's Honey Dijon.
Fritz was my mom's. My mom felt sorry for Fritz because he had one testicle and nobody bought him.
Was it a big one?
At the pet store.
Yeah, you sure it wasn't like all just over on? Cause sometimes when I sit down, it's all on one side. It was like one big one.
Oh, yeah. They used to shift, too. Yeah. They don't anymore.
No.
It was kind of like odd, like two on the side.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, it was now, a birth defect.
Now you can't sit down too fast.
Well, I didn't really like stare at Fritz in that way because that's odd to do that to your male dog.
Dude, I've seen that, what she's talking about. Have you seen it where they look like they're kind of up and down? Yeah, they're not side by side. They're like,
they can get tangled. No joke.
Ooh.
Yeah, they can like, you know, it's like them little them things like a boss man would have on his desk. You'd get it at like Sharper Image where you'd pull the little ball and it would go back and forth. And every once in a while, somebody got a little crazy with it and it got them all tangled up. That's the way it happened with dog's nuts.
So my mom felt sorry for him and thought that nobody wanted him and bought him. And he was a sweet little dog. All right, so this mayor.
Great story page.
I'm sorry. I'll get better as the morning goes on. This mayor was mad at John Bon Jovi and his wife Dorothea because they opened a temporary location for their JBJ Soul Kitchen at the Ocean County Library in Toms River, New Jersey.
What? John Bon Jovi's Soul Kitchen in a library?
John Bon.
That's worse than the Starbucks at that church.
So if you haven't heard about these, these Soul Kitchens, they provide meals at lower prices, and those in need can put in some hours in exchange for their food, which is kind of a good thing. And the kitchens also help people find jobs, housing, mental health support,
yeah,
and more. And see, there's not a lot of mental health support out there, I have to say. So God bless them for doing something like that.
Yeah, there's more. Used to care, but now, but that care was in the form of locking you away forever and experimenting on your brain. Oh, you know, all the insane asylums used to be all over this country that were funded, like, by the government, and they just all went away in lieu of pills. Quit looking at OnlyFans. Let's see your computer page.
OnlyFans?
No, it's him.
Oh. I was going to say, you're not looking at me because I wouldn't pay for that stuff.
Wow, you're a woman. You get it for free every day.
I wouldn't pay for anything like that. It's thrown at me every day. I'm like, eeny, meeny, miny.
Hey, even the ladies?
Yes.
God,
it's like all over the place.
What if a woman sent you a picture of her wearing a strap-on? Does it do anything for you at all?
No.
Okay.
Not in the...
I don't think he was talking to you, so...
Oh,
yeah. She just jumps. She's like, ladies first.
I'm so sorry.
The fat boy, your answer, though?
I digress. Just going to go back to this.
If you pulled over and started laughing, we're there with you.
If you own 85 and stuck... I'm sorry.
If you're stuck and laughing, that's cool, too.
So Mayor Daniel Roderick, he calls it a day shelter and a soup kitchen, and he says it's drawing homeless people to the area, and he doesn't like it. He adds,
quote, oh, yeah, I bet.
Mothers shouldn't have to walk through large gangs of intoxicated and mentally ill men with their children to borrow a book.
That's why I will not go to a certain gas station in town, because it's too close to a soup kitchen. People will live out there in the parking lots. Because those lines form early. I come through early. So they're like, you know, hey, man. As soon as they start walking towards you, say, hey, man, you lock the doors real quick and drive off. They're trying to work you for some money.
Well, in response to that remark that the mayor said.
And I beg your blank.
John and Dorothea say, quote, we invite anyone to the JBJ Soul Kitchen pop-up to see. Pop-up. We want you to see what we are doing to end homelessness and hunger in our community. So,
Soul Kitchen.
However you feel about that, I think, you know, I think the effort was made by them. And in, like you said, their roads paved to wherever with good intentions.
Yeah, it's thought that counts, right?
But you can't really gauge what kind of people are going to come to these type of things, like you said.
I bet I could. I had a guess. Somebody with a shopping cart that's full of clothes and other wares would be high on the list.
They look like some. They look like hikers a lot of times.
Yep.
Hikers that have been like the way Forrest Gump looked. I'm referencing that movie a lot, aren't I? When he ran across the country.
There's a lot of life lessons.
Yeah, that movie, yeah.
Now, I see where I live, there seems to be a growing problem of that.
Of what?
Of homelessness.
Which is a surprise, because of where she lives.
She lives at a soup kitchen.
I do. I'm one of them on the streets.
She's the soup kitchen Nazi.
No. Did you always say soup ninja?
I did. Soup ninja.
Like, and I'm starting to realize how bad that is for people.
Brought to you
by
Scrub Daddy. It's Soup Ninja.
Scrub Daddy.
But shouldn't there be something where people would care and take these people? I mean, but where are you going to take them to? That's another thing. Shelters.
The border.
Homeless shelters are filling up, but, you know, if you don't have the means to drive yourself to get to a homeless shelter, you can't even get it on a bus to get there, you know, and you can't roll your...
Why don't people ride trains anymore? I see trains all the time on Rutherford Road. I never see anybody hitchhiking on them.
I feel like you're so... Oh, I know what you're saying.
I see plenty of damn graffiti.
Yeah. There's a homeless guy that goes to my gym. He comes in with this huge backpack, like you said, like a hiker.
How do you know he's homeless?
He's got a sleeping bag on it. He's got, like, everything he owns is on it. I see him walking around town.
You think he's just going in there for the shower?
Well, that... I think he does work out, but yeah, for the shower, for sure. Which, look, $10? In a small town,
it's
you got a guaranteed, you know.
It's not bad. Free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warm shower.
Might have a pizza party first Tuesday of each month.
Has its perks.
God, you know what we should do? Because you get one guest. So what if you start inviting a homeless person to the gym
there
with you?
There you go, fat boy.
Hey, you didn't got to work out and get a shower?
That is your calling.
That's how I give back.
That's how you give back. Your plus one at the gym is, and tell them, say, look.
Shower with a friend.
But man, I'm homeless. Dude, it's a judgment-free zone. No one cares.
You know how the gym gives back? They could put out the purple footies again. You took away the purple Tootsie Rolls, and for whatever reason, I do not know.
I never had those.
Oh, yeah. You get as many as you wanted to.
At the gym?
Yeah.
That seems kind of convoluted.
Giving out sugar?
That's like at one gym we went to, they had pizza parties on Friday. I'm like, what?
Good. Heck yeah, I'll go there.
Yeah. We stayed members there for 5 years.
It was a good
You're
deal.
There every
it was
Friday,
a, I mean, we saved money on just the pizza.
Well, I'm paging those your eyes, guys.
We took showers. It was great.
Okay. Together.
Yeah. Yeah, why? I mean, we're saving water, so don't judge.
Hey, I don't judge. As long as you know, it's a community shower. It's not like you're.
Oh, that's called a bathhouse.
You're not like in a tiny shower together.
That's
like
impossible. In fact, thank you.
Well, Paige grew up around those. She knows about
bathhouses.
Oh yeah,
well, yeah. She grew up in San Francisco.
Well, we also had a shower with a friend was a thing.
Oh, really?
Because we had the water shortage. Yeah.
We weren't allowed to.
You not to flush your toilet too much and don't shower with a friend.
We just recycle bathwater around here.
We weren't allowed to shower in gym class. They wouldn't let us.
Well, what time of day, what period was your gym?
I've had it first period before, so you'd go around and stink all day.
Oh, my God. Last period was great because you just go home in your gym clothes. Yeah, you go to school today? Yeah, at gym six period.
You smell like whatever and gaming.
It's like, have you ever been in a man's locker room? There's just a smell from NFL to college to high school. It's got that same funk smell.
I can smell it now.
I've been in a locker room, but not while people were disrobing.
Yes.
Oh, that's you're missing all the good stuff.
I know.
They were putting on their clothes when she...
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
Nobody was there.
Oh. What were you doing in there then?
Getting a tour.
Oh,
I see. Okay.
Of the Oakland Coliseum.
Oh, that place is rough.
Who's giving it to you? Raleigh Fingers?
No.
The duty was coming up through the floor, like in the visitors' locker rooms.
Oh, their sewer thing that time.
Yeah. Oh.
But
right.
No.
We're going to tear it down now.
No A's or any players. Sorry.
What if he ever struck you out? You just got Raleigh fingered.
Do you think Dave Stewart brought her in the locker room? It just got butt naked.
Oh, my God. No. What about Ricky Henderson? Did you ever see his bare ass?
Terry Steinbeck?
No.
Any Billy Bean ever hit on you?
Oh, did you get smashed by the Smash Brothers?
No.
Smash Brothers.
They come together and make Smash Burgers.
I'm thinking of the damn video game. I said Smash Brothers. They're the Bash Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I went along with you, too. Hey, well, speaking of sports, what are you working on in it? Where are you?
In it.
The Green Bay is going to host the NFL draft, which Big Brown picked a good year to not go.
Yeah.
Because that's a hard town to get to. So we're going to tell you how the town's preparing for a couple hundred thousand people.
Next year, I heard it's going to be in Sturgis.
God, I mean, might as well. They take it everywhere.
In the middle of nowhere.
Jesse's going to host it.
Hey, brother, who you want to pick?
And Michael Bowers.
You're on the clock.
Michael Bowers is going to be announcing the draft picks. God, it'd be great.
If time runs out, Fajita Mike comes and tackles you off the stage. Some kind of thing like that.
With his ass hanging out. Or Goat. Goat's going to get you.
Goat's going to get you. I think they're on bad terms now. All right, we'll get into, was that sports related? Maybe. Good morning, everybody.
Look at her.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. If you're hankering for some bow rounds, you better get your ass to Bojangles.
God, I just realized why advertising works. Because I wasn't like sitting here thinking about food. And when you do that every day, I go in at 7 o'clock hour hungry.
Hungry.
Got you.
That's
hungry.
That's why advertising works. Where was it again?
Bojangles.
Mm.
Go to the Biscuit Theater. Watch them work.
Biscuit.
This day of sports history, 60 years ago. In a facility that's still erected, by the way, has not been torn down.
Oh, did you hear that, Paige? Erected, not elected.
I love it.
Let's see if Matt Mann knows the answer. This happened in the Astrodome in 1965. This gentleman hit the first home run ever in the Astrodome.
The team give it away?
Yankees.
What year?
1965.
Mickey
Mantle. It was me, man. You remember William Mantle. I was drunk.
I was drunk, man.
Also, 32 years ago, 1993, this team, expansion baseball team, played their first home game in front of a record crowd of 80,000 fans in Denver, Colorado. It is the Rockies.
Was it the Rockies with Larry Walker?
Larry Walker and Dante Bichette.
God, yeah.
Andre Scalarraga.
Dude, you know what I saw the other day? Listen to this. Ready to feel old? Remember Cecil Fielder?
Yeah.
And then he had a son named what?
Prince.
Do you know Prince Fielder's son is now playing or is about to... I think he's already in the minors.
What?
Yes. Prince Fielder Jr. Dude, we've lived through... That'd be like...
Prince gotta be.
Ken Griffey Jr. Playing. He'd be the third, I suppose.
Prince gotta be in his 40s.
It's kind of redundant, Jr.
Well, I was being stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is crazy.
Prince is exactly 40.
Look at that. When did he have a kid? At 12?
Jeez.
God, hope so.
What?
That is crazy.
You hope so.
The kid. I mean, look. Dante's boy. Bo Bichette.
Oh, yeah.
For the Blue Jays.
It sounds like you're cussing when you say his name. It's fun.
Oh, Boba Fett, or it sounds like a Star Wars.
You're full of Boba Fett, Paige.
Star Wars character.
I don't know if that's good or not.
You're full of Mookie Betts. So
how is Green Bay, the city, preparing to host the NFL draft? Well,
how?
They're prepping their sewer systems for what they're calling extra.
Do they poo a lot?
Well, they do in Green Bay, evidently, because of all that dairy and that cheese.
But okay.
Evidently.
Yeah, the Packers refers to meatpacking, Paige.
Okay.
What did you think?
I get it. I get it.
There ain't a fudge plant up there.
No, that's in Hershey.
I'm sorry.
They're flushing out the pipes to make room for the influx of people. They're used to 107,000 on game day, but it says over 250 for the draft, and I guess they expect them all to be doo-dooing when they go up there?
Well, I mean, all the food they're going to be eating and stuff.
Everybody poos.
Big Brown went to the draft in Detroit. Did you take a dump in Michigan, Big Brown?
Oh, I should ask.
Like, I don't know what they're, you know.
Some people go more than once a day. I don't know how, but they do.
Some go more than once a show.
Ew.
We're out of here, man.
Jaden Fielder is his name, and he is.
Is he a big boy? Because Prince was a big boy.
I mean, like,
and Cecil was a big boy.
Cecil had a huge ass.
He's got a name.
He's like Cecil. Tony Gwynn ass, Kirby Puckett ass.
This is when the Brewers were exciting with Ryan Braun before he was the cheater and Prince Fielder.
That's who signed him. The Brewers signed 19-year-old Jaden Fielder, the son of 12-year Major League veteran. Prince Fielder has been in the league 12 years? What?
He's been retired for a little bit. So I got to see who else is coming up as far as kids go.
God.
For baseball. Easier to track in basketball. Your Kyan Anthony's about to go to Syracuse as Carmelo's boy.
Yeah.
You know, Bronny, we know about Bronny. Bryce, LeBron's other son's going to play.
Bross. Wow. Bronny's no good, right? I mean, it's just nepotism.
It's half and half. It is because he got his spot. But when he goes to the G League, he kills. He's scoring like 25 and 30 points.
So a lot of those dudes have to do that. Like, that's the way the WNBA women do in the offseason. They go sign some international league.
No, I thought you were going to say they scissor each other.
Probably. I mean, you know. I'd watch Sophie and Cameron.
Load up on some Beckers. Buki's going to be the number one pick.
Shoot. And we'll go to Dallas and Dallas and Indiana. That's the WNBA team's watch page.
Oh, okay.
And Juju, I don't know if Juju can come out since she tore her ACL, but
I don't know.
Load up on some Juju, too.
Right. And oddly enough, she's Christian. We're going to take a break. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, wait, because I'm taking a break?
I was thanking her. For,
oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Her dedication to the Lord.
Coming up next, we'll get to your phones.
You can learn something from her.
Not to your phones. We'll answer your phone calls. I heard what you said. 1-800. What's with the name Jaden? Dude, I know. That's a good text. That name is like so many Jadens. In Cadence, Bradens.
Where are all the Raidens?
Hayden.
Hayden Fox. Hayden Church.
And many others.
Panettiere.
1-800-774-0093. And then coming up at 7:25, a brand new Mattman's Conspiracy Mystery. Can you really lose weight by eating this?
No.
We'll get into that. It's the Rise Guys. Happy Wednesday.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.